Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go! Let me go!
We can't get everybody all a twitter and a flutter about the curves. I had the S going.
Sure, girl, we can.
It is banging. The dress is banging. I gotta say, I love it. I kind of got a little hot under the collar when I saw it.
I'm hot.
You know what, boys and girls? Listen, boys and girls. We have our third back. Our trifecta is complete.
Yay! Whoop, whoop, the world is back in order.
Wait a minute, let's try that again. All right, before we get into anything, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to my guild in Star Wars, because I know they're going to be like, did you mention us? Yes. Hi, it's Purgatory. Very good guild. Very funny guys. One in particular, Toph, I think is his name. Yeah, it's called Purgatory. Toph, that's one of his character's names.
Did you say Toe or Toph?
Toph. T-O-P-H. Toph.
Oh, I was like,
No. He also has a character named Ulrich. We actually spent some time on Vin today chatting. He helped me through a particularly high-level quest that I'm trying to finish up to get this badass assassin droid that I want so bad.
It's a tough time. It's a tough time after you lost your droid. Is that what it was?
No. There's this higher level badass assassin droid called HK-51 that you can get when you hit level 50. You get access to this particular area, you start the quest, and then you have to find all the parts all around the galaxy. Well, he's been helping me and making me chat and vent, even though I hate it. So. Yes! He's been helping me, dude.
Helping with air quotes.
Yeah, quote, helping very slowly, methodically, deeply,
loudly. No, none of that. None of that. No, 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 no.
Nakedly.
No, no, no. much. Fully clothed, helping.
Just because you were fully clothed in Maine Tech doesn't mean you were in IMs. Yes. Okay, what is wrong with my Google Plus?
What is going on? Ask it. Ask Google Plus, what is wrong with you?
There is mischief afoot. Okay, there it is.
Hello, Molly. I see you there, Molly.
Is that Molly?
Molly Pop, Molly Pop.
Molly Pop.
La, 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 la. Huh?
Oh, my goodness. Hello, VicStar123. Thank you for the retweet and the love. And Laureate Ida and Eric Harris. And I follow back. I don't know who you are. Zenevis and Loris Andrea and LFGDating.com. I don't know why you're following us, but welcome to our lives. Thank you.
LFGDating?
Looking for group dating.
Wait. Is that like gamer dating, LFG dating, looking for group dating?
Let's pull that up, shall we? LFG
I think we shall.
LFG dating. Wait a minute, let me see.
Because that's awesome.
It is. Oh, my God. LFGDating.com.
Pull that. Do it. Oh.
I'm
finding out. I'm so going to check that out. I'm going to sign up.
Wow.
I'm going to sign up for LFG.com. Where else can I find someone that won't mind if I'm playing Star Wars for hours on end?
I don't
seriously.
Give a damn who it is. He can mind all he wants. You see me playing a game, don't fucking talk to me. You already know. Do you not see me playing?
I just don't want to hear that shit in my ear, you know? Get out of my ear. We done talked about this. I'm playing my game. Back off.
Baby, you've been playing Prison Architect for 6 hours. I'm going to play for six more, bitch. Get in there and make my sandwich.
With some peanut butter and some jelly and cinnamon.
My taste buds were off. It'll be peanut butter and ham and... No, it wouldn't be ham.
Don't ever come out to eat with her. She has the weirdest taste I have ever seen in my life.
I do have weird taste buds.
You do.
Mm-hmm. No.
The only
pork I want is bacon.
The only thing we agreed on, I think, when we went out to dinner was the drinks, right?
Yes, Cosmo.
They were like, well, we'll
all around.
Taste the wine. And I said, no.
Cosmo's all around.
We knew each other. Yes, we knew each other in our previous lives because I think
that was, you talk about
I said,
the
no, no,
time.
She
second
drink
time.
Wine.
Was that the first time?
Oh.
Second time we had dinner, we had Cosmos. I might
yes,
have bought
it. And it was, they were very strong Cosmos, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yeah, I can't get into the chat, so I don't know who's saying what. I probably need to log out, huh? I need to log into my own name. Fine, be that way, fucking blog talk.
Well, nobody's saying anything right now.
That's not the print. I say it that way. It is not the print here.
It's not the print.
It is not the print. You know what? Okay. Why are you eating stuff?
I'm hungry. It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You know what we didn't eat? You're not helping. Be quiet, Ginger. You're not helping.
I had
a brownie.
My ear, don't even start. When we were
chatting before and you were all like, it was all like, who's coming on? Am I going to like her? Yeah, I was totally sitting there munching a brownie. Oh, nom, nom. She'll like me. Nom, nom, nom.
Well, Corey was like, we have a third. And I said, oh, who is it? You'll like her. Do I know her? No, she said, you'll find out. And I was like, no, don't do that shit to me. What if I don't like her?
Yes. And I started laughing. I was killing myself laughing over here because I could hear the typing angry. Who is it? Who you done grabbed? Because if it's
I found out with Ginger, and I was like, man, don't do that shit to me. I was thinking it was going to be somebody who would have to punch. Like, what?
Some boring bitches on my thing. You didn't pull up LFG dating so they could see.
Oh, my bad. I was, I'm eating my sandwich. Hold on. Is it LFGDating.com?
Yes, ma'am, it is. I'm trying to sign up. They got pictures?
Are you serious?
I don't know.
I'm totally going to sign up.
Are they fully clothed?
Well, you know, us gamers, we got a little...
We got a little kink going on, you know.
I'm going to go ahead and use Gaminatrix. I'm going to go ahead and use my name and everything.
You know what? I might do the same thing.
How about that?
Oh, that is awesome.
Right?
Dude, I'm not going to sign up so y'all can see, but I'm totally signing up.
People are going to be looking for me. Hey, girl, how you doing?
Hey, girl, how you doing?
Gaming with one hand. Mm-mm, I'm calling bullshit. He's not a gamer. You use both hands on those controls.
Oh, no, he's a smart guy. You put one hand on your girl while she games, and then you hold one controller.
Right?
He got to work.
All right, I guess I can see that. Hello, Gamer Jim. Hello, Gamer Jim. I don't know who Gamer Jim
is. Is that me, maybe? Am I in the room?
I see Gamer Nature Corey and Gamer Jim.
Hi, Gamer Jim. Hi,
Gamer Jim.
You scared me, man.
Did you bring cookies, Gamer Jim?
I want some cookies.
People are like, yeah, these chicks are crazy. So,
they're waiting to talk about on this week. So
I know, right?
If you guys are listening on Blog Talk and actually catch us over at Twitch, it's twitch.tv. What kind of slash? Is that forward slash?
Forward slash
is right.
Forward slash.
Gamenatrix_GDR. So it's twitch.tv/Gamenatrix_GDR. You can actually see what we're looking at. I have the LFG dating site up right now, which I'm totally joining later.
Can you show us any of the profiles?
Uh-huh.
Well, no, it doesn't look like you can.
No. You have to actually be logged in first, and I'm not about to join on the show and have y'all see all my info.
You set up our Gamer Girls Radio. We're looking for group.
That's one. Are you trying to make one?
You know what? That could be taken
so many
ways.
Wrong ways.
We're looking for a group. We're looking for a group, you know.
About Chica Wow Wow.
Okay, I think I selected my
wrong
age and everything.
Wow. Wow.
All right, they didn't come here to listen to y'all sing badly.
What?
Wow.
You heard me. So we got lots to talk about. Lots of stuff happened this week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I found this most interesting. We missed this morning. You know the Xbox One? It's being said that it was designed to stay on, because remember they wanted it always on for 10 years.
What?
I'm going to call bullshit, because no computer, at least most computers, should not run that long consistently ever.
You be quiet.
Ever.
I'm talking about you. It's okay.
Computers, it's a Windows product. You're going to have to restart it. You're going to have to restart it, because that's just how shitty Windows is. Everyone's slow, like every other day, so you should restart a bit.
Story.
Because otherwise
you get
all kinds of...
Because you know you got all those background processes running. Those background processes are going to be eating up the fuck out of your memory, and you've got to restart. You've got to restart it to make it let go of the memory, and then once it restarts, it can start up again. But it's going to slowly eat up your memory. If those backup processes will kill you every single fucking time.
Can you imagine them fanboys playing, what is it, COD over there? Oh, my God.
Why
can't I move? Why can't I shoot? Oh, my God. And more death threats for the makers.
Okay. That brings me to my next topic. We're going to move away from that because, I just wanted to mention that about Xbox. Which reminds me, we mentioned this morning, that who was it that was saying they felt sorry for Fish and...
Oh, God. It was...
Levine,
yes. Levine.
Who are we so sorry for?
Now, you messaged me about Fish, the one who quit...
Such a fucking little pansy. Come on, it's the goddamn internet. People are gonna hate on you. Grow some skin.
True.
Okay. And there should be like a sensitivity law for the internet. If you are this butthurt, you know, or if you get butthurt this easily, you are not allowed to play on the internet.
Okay, well, you also have to look at the other side of the coin. Now, I do agree he overreacted big time. Seriously. Anytime you're in any medium, I don't care if it's the internet, TV, magazine, whatever, that was a bit of an overreaction. You're just going to quit altogether. But On the flip side, nobody should be making those kind of comments to anybody anyway.
Here's the thing. They shouldn't. They shouldn't. Well, you know, his comments were not, the comments he received is not nearly as bad as what happened to David Vanderhart, where he, his mm-hmm. life was threatened, his family was threatened.
Not even
so
close.
You, what went on with Fishboy is akin to saying, you know, Angelina Jolie's last movie was horrible. You know, it's the worst movie ever made. And a lot of actors have had this said about them, and they didn't even write the movie. All they did was show up and they did their part. They didn't write it, but, you know, it was considered their fault. If the movie went bad, you know, the writers never have to take flack. So if you put it in that perspective, he really is stupid. That would, again, be like Angelina Jolie saying, they didn't like my movie. I'm not going to ever act again. Why? Shut the fuck up. Really? Just make another game. People are going to say shit to you. They're not going to like it, and you don't even have to say anything back. They don't have to play it. You know, just let it go. Now, Vanderhaar had every reason to say, you know what, they're threatening my family. I think I'm leaving this industry. This is getting crazy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so he had every reason to, but he stepped up, and he, you know, he took it like a champ. He took it on the chin for the team. He got a little snippy back, just a little bit, just enough, not too much snip, and which I liked. He had a little backbone, and he's still working. You quit your fucking job because somebody said something not so nice to you. And I'm sorry, I understand there are people that they cannot take, you know, take what's going on. But why not say, you know what, I'm going to take a break because this is too important for me to just quit. Let me take a break. I'll come back to it. There's no hurry for me to finish my game because they're already, didn't they break up with Xbox this week too? There's not going to be a Fez 2 for Xbox. So you were in no rush to make this. The new consoles are not out. Even if you did feel rushed, you know, there's 50 million other consoles, operating systems. There's your Mac, your Linux, and Red Hat. Just pick any one of them. There's iPad. There's all kind of Android tablets. Even if none of the consoles were like, eh, you were gone for a while, we can't use you, put it on the marketplace. You really just didn't have to quit. I understand. I get it. Some people, their feelings are just hurt. But you quitting should never have been an option. Or as I said this morning, the fact that you quit tells me you did not love the industry as much as you should. And we don't fucking want you here if you don't love it enough to take some abuse. We take abuse here all the time. And I smile and I dole it back out. Go ahead, call it.
And my name, bitch, that just ups my Google searches.
Exactly. Or let me quote one of my favorite comedians, Cat Williams, who says you people that are bitching, you women that are bitching, saying I got 10 bitches hating on me, instead of being upset, your job is to have 15 bitches hating on you by the end of the summer, because
fuck,
that's what hate you do. So no, I want you to hate me, please do. So I do not care. You have to develop a thick skin if you're going to be involved in this. This quitting business, I left a bad taste in my mouth. I was actually going to go check out the game before I saw that. And I didn't even hear any of the abuse that he was taking. Did anybody hear any, didn't know what the fuck was going on before he said anything? No clue.
No.
Nobody was cared about you.
He wasn't that important until he started, you know, crying about it.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, when we would get trolls in the chat room and shit, there's all kinds of shit. I mean, how do I get people in my inbox on Facebook who want to be little bitches? You know, because they see that we're girls and we're gamers and, you know, we do the podcast, so they want to jump in my IMs and start talking shit. Because apparently we know nothing about games. Because, you know, we've got boobs and we've got vagina, so can't play games. Because apparently, you know, opposable thumbs are meant for nothing.
We get called out on Twitter all the time. All of us do.
I've got videos of playing ABD.
Emails.
Yeah.
Yes, we get emails. We get crap talked to us in games. Okay.
I got
I'm
a
serious.
Fork. Look, I got a fork. I dare any one of you to say something else. Who want to say something? I know how to use
things.
Fork.
Are about to go down.
About to go down.
I mean, seriously. You know, we've had some of the worst crap said to us. I mean, we've been called bitches and sluts and whores and idiots and dumbasses and what?
Yeah, I told
and pussies. I don't know why they keep calling us pussy. Every time I get called a pussy, I'm like, yes, I have one. What?
I say thank
you.
I mean,
you know,
and
I'm going to say pussy is much better than penis, you know?
Shall I list the reasons why? A pussy,
yeah, go right on ahead.
Go ahead, girl.
A pussy can push out a 12-pound baby or larger and snap back into shape. Can your dick do that? No. Ours continues to work all the time. We never have dysfunction.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay, anyway, I'm going to let it go with that. So, yeah, I say thank you. Please call me that.
I just go, yes, I have one. Is that an insult? I'm not really sure.
All I got to say is our kids abused and banged up and stretched out and snapped back into shape. And
that's right.
You don't hear us bitching about it, so come on.
This was just a – I'm trying to be understanding. I am, because I understand some people really have a low threshold for this type of thing, for any type of criticism. But when you know this about yourself, that means – you find somebody else that's going to stand out front for you. Like I say this about you guys here, whenever we go someplace, it's not that I don't like talking to people. I have a low threshold for the amount of time I can be around a large amount of people before I'm going to turn into irritable bitch, and that's not good for the site. It's not good for anything. I know I have a limit. So generally, I hand stuff over. Here, Sherry. Here, Ginger. Here, Ben. Here, you're raw. Y'all go do it. I'm going to stand here, and I'll make sure it all goes as smoothly as I can, but I don't want to talk because I know that's my limit. You know that you can't stand for people to say bad things to you. You hire somebody who can take it, and you say, I don't want to hear any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. You take it. Don't even share it with me. Just handle it. If you got a question, mm-hmm. you can come and ask me, but I'm going to be standing back over here because I want to continue to do what I do. I can't take this abuse anymore. And now you're getting abuse from us, Phil Fish. I was going to sit in your lap. Stupid fucker. You could have had some pussy. Anyway.
It's kind of like, you go ahead and start shit. I guess it really depends on the day. Like, my Corey got to hear me vent earlier about something that was kind of stupid, but man, it felt good to go off. It was like,
You just been holding that in while you were gone. That's what that was.
I know. It was like, bitch. Wrong day for y'all to start that.
Molly says she doesn't want to see a dick do that.
Oh, God, that brings me back
to
Rotten.com back in the day with the one that was caught in the...
Ew, I don't want to see that.
No, I kind of want to see that, and the reason I want to see that is I want to see what happens to them whenever they try that. I want to see the look on their face, and I want to see what they do when they try to do the equivalent of what we do, okay? That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Well,
Never mind. You're biology. You know how to
speak. She knows how it works.
Come on. A 6-8 would break. But,
yeah.
Ew. No. I'm talking about the equivalent. I'm not talking about exact. I'm talking about the equivalent. So size it down some. You know what I mean?
Ew. Stop. Y'all making me nauseous. Okay, now let me ask both of y'all how y'all feel about the fact that World of Warcraft is dying a slow, painful...
About fucking damn time. The last three fucking expansions have been the same bullshit. Sure. All right, take it up as a panda. Woohoo! All right, the panda was cute, and the in-game quests were kind of cute, but after that, it was the same shit. It was grinding. They didn't fix the PvP. They didn't fix the twinking, which I think they should put back in. They didn't fix anything. They put more of the same content out there, and that was it. They didn't give us anything really new or innovative. It was the same old shit. So good on them for dying. Because if you can't do it right, you know what? Camelot Unchained is coming, bitches. And they will.
Oh, okay. I forgot Camelot Unchained.
My turn.
Go, tag.
My turn. All right. I agree with what Ginger is saying. However, I want to kind of expand on that. I knew that they were dying when they started dumbing down the game.
You mean
honestly. It was already easy to begin with. Yes,
I did a quest that took you 10 seconds and I got a purple.
It was already easy to begin with, all right? Seriously, it was stupid to begin with. It was just one of the most, it was like RPG light, basically, okay? So you walk into the game, it already has tutorial for you, they already walk you through the whole thing, and then they started dumbing it down. And they started dumbing it down to the point where it was no longer fun, honestly. And the new content, while a lot of people didn't like it, I liked it because of the storyline. That's really the only reason I liked it. The game mechanics are too easy. Crafting is too easy. Mm-hmm. Telling me exactly how to beat a boss when the first time I'm fighting it, I don't want to know that. What I want to know is I'm going to be able to figure this out on my own. I want to be able to figure it out. Don't tell me to move out of the fire. I know fire is bad. I want to move out of the fire. Fire is bad. Okay? I understand. Hang on. I understand that some people don't understand to move out of things like that, but they'll learn quickly when other people tell them, dude, get your ass out of the fire.
Survival of the fittest.
I'm done.
Digital Darwin Award.
I mean, but, you know, you have to, when they started dumbing it down to the point where it just was so easy, I could play it literally without even my mind in game. That's when I was like, you know, this is not as fun as it used to be. And it used to be all that fun. It was only fun when I was playing with friends, you know, because I had a couple of friends that I played a lot with that ended up not playing anymore for various reasons or whatever. But that was the only time it was fun, when I had people to interact with. And I'm playing by myself? That gets old.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same shit, and it's like juvenile mindset everywhere I go. I don't want to deal with that.
And I'm sorry, you two, you may be insulted when I say this. I never thought World of Warcraft was a smart game. I played for 1 week, and I said, fuck this. As soon as I got in there, all of a sudden I was level 5. I can't even tell you how I got there, but I can tell you when I played Dark Ages of Camelot, when I played EverQuest, when I played any other MMO, with the exception of one or two that were really bad,
they made me work for it. Because you loved it.
Yes, I think, and I also, certain things I thought were stupid, and I were pissed off about this to this day. When I started playing World of Warcraft was around about the time I was playing City of Heroes as well. And I got in there, and I see people flying around with the mounts, and I'm like, oh, how do I get one of those? I might enjoy that. And they're like, oh, you got to be level something, 85. I was like, what the fuck? Why do I have to wait that long? And they said, well, who are you playing, City of Heroes? Well, when do you fly in City of Heroes? Level 4. I can't fly fast, but I can at least hover. But I still had to work to get to that level 4, and that power wasn't fast. I wouldn't mind if I had a little bird. Maybe I fell off of him every now and again. Maybe his wing broke, you know, something. But why can't I have him? Why can't I have him now? Why I got to wait till level 25? You're trying to keep me in here. And then I just completely lost interest in not just the questing, because I am a straight up crafter in a game. Jack Smith, bitches, mm-hmm. If you haven't played it, play it. Straight up crafter. I love doing crafting in a game, and I could not get anything in there to craft that was intricate enough to keep me interested. It's like, okay, you're going to be making, you know, an axe. You have rocks, you have blah, blah. Now, click them, and I put it together, and there's an axe. I was like, okay, well, what about, you know, the painting it? And how did I make it? Aren't I level 3? How come I made this so perfect? Isn't it supposed to break or something? I'm supposed to have to work for this. I need 25 sticks, huh? That's how it is in the other game. And I know they think that they were helping gamers out, but they're a part of the problem that we have started to have in the industry. All games are becoming dumbed down and stupid, and nobody wants to play those, or some people think that's how it's supposed to be when they run across a real game. Hello, Prison Architect. Hello, Fallen Earth. They start thinking, this game is too hard. No, what this game is how they used to be. They were, you know, in the beginning, this is what they were like. You had to work to earn your level. If I'm paying you money, I don't want to finish the fucking game in 2 seconds.
I agree. I want to be challenged.
The whole thing about dumbing down games, it's not just about MMOs. It's about all games. They're becoming too easy. Like, I've said this time and time again. Fable 3, I finished in, like, 2 days. And I did all the quests. I checked all the side quests. I did everything I could. You know, I finished literally in 2 days. And that wasn't even me playing the whole time. That's ridiculous. Then, not only Fable 3, but there was one Final Fantasy game. I don't remember which one it was. It was one of the Final Fantasy series. It was a single-player RPG game. And they literally, you did not have to control your people. They knew what to do, okay? It walked you step by step. It told you how to kill a boss. Everything was so easy. You had a save point like every 10 meters or so. It was the stupidest, easiest, most ridiculous game I have ever played, and it made me so mad, because Final Fantasy used to be one of those games where you had to think, you had to have strategy, like Final Fantasy X-2 that I got on my PlayStation right now and I've been playing. You have dress spheres, you have to figure out what dress sphere to wear, what skills to use. You have to have some sort of a strategy in order to beat certain types of bosses.
Exactly.
That's what I miss.
There's so much to bitch about with these games. Where are the good MMOs now, other than Fallen Earth? I think even APB is starting to get a little stale on me. Yeah. And LFG Dating says Demon Souls equals the opposite of easy. Anybody play that? I haven't played that one.
I did Souls. Not play that one.
Mm-mm, I haven't heard of that.
Demon's Souls. I may
I
have
heard
to
of that.
That.
I have not played it.
I haven't heard of it even, I don't think. But we hear about a lot of games during the day, so it's a possibility. I may have missed it. All I know is I need some Prison Architect. Somebody let me borrow it. Thank you very much for letting me borrow it.
Is
I need
going
to jab.
Through, yeah.
Jab somebody with a fork. Somebody.
I want to play it. Now that Corey has been talking about it so much, now I'm like, dude, I want to play this fucking game. I'm like, somebody give me a copy. Seriously.
I want to thank my cousin.
I'm
thank
mad.
You. Look, I want to thank my cousin. Yeah, because she heard me bitching. Thank you. I got to tell y'all, that is the most awesome, one of the most awesome games I have ever played, and it is only in fucking alpha.
That's amazing. Have you streamed it?
Now I'm wondering.
No, because it's not mine. You know how I am about that stuff. It's not mine, so I will not stream it. But I'll be picking up my own copy soon enough.
Run off.
No streaming. No streaming. And I don't want. I couldn't stream. You know, last night, like I told Snow this morning, there was an uprising in the jail.
What did you do to them, Corey?
I didn't do anything to them. The AI for this game is super, super smart. I have not seen anything like it. I was not expecting this to happen. I was doing everything right, so I thought. But there was an uprising in the cantina, or the canteen, or whatever it's called, and I was looking elsewhere. You know, I was checking and making sure the people were bringing in something or picking up trash, and, you know, everything was clean. And then I kept hearing all this noise. So I, you know, of course, pop over to the canteen, and I see that there's, you know, the prisoners are beating the hell out of each other. And I was like, oh, my God, what do I do? So then I clicked the lockdown button and locked all the prisoners in the canteen. The guard comes running. One of them got out. The prisoners got out. And then that's when I see him pull out the fork. And him and the guard are going around in a circle. He keeps jabbing him with the fork. And I am on the floor laughing my
ass
off.
Oh, my God.
I'm like,
he was shanking him. He was shanking him. That is hot.
I'm on the floor. Baby Nature is like, what is wrong with you? Why are you laughing so hard? And I'm not joking when I said I was on the floor. I fell out of the chair and I was just on the floor killing myself laughing.
That's funny.
There's something wrong with you. I just want you to know that.
I can laugh because it's not realistic. It's cartoon violence, so if it was realistic, I couldn't even play it. But it was hilarious to see the little fork, you know, jabbing out, and I hear the cop going, oh, oh. I was like, ah! Jab him again.
That's cool. That's cool. He was getting shanked by spork.
Yeah. No, it was a fork.
He got spork.
Yeah, it wasn't a spork. It was a fork. Apparently, they use forks in this prison. But, again, if you have not, you have to support introversion. Then this is what we mean when we're talking about good games that are difficult to play. And hello, James. Good games, not just difficult, but they're fun. They're not so easy for you to figure out. You're not going to beat Prison Architect, I can tell you, in sitting down in 2 or 3 hours. Not going to happen. And I found out also last night, as smart as I am, this AI in this game is a lot smarter. I left holes, you know, building the prison, or I've been playing so many Sims where I build stuff and I never have to put fences around things. Yeah, put a fence around your prison. I left the hole in, and the prisoners are smart. So my prisoners were talking about that they were going to eat their little thought bubbles, and they were right by open space. And as soon as the guard pulled them out of the prison, they ran straight out of ran straight for that gate, and it was like, we're out, we're free, and it was like escaping. I was like, what the fuck? What happened?
Get back in there. I didn't tell you could go anywhere.
There was nothing I could do. The guard was chasing them. They were free. And I didn't even think, you know, I didn't even think about it. Like, oh, there's an open space. I'm like, oh, they're not going to go anywhere. They're with the guard. But if it was a real prisoner, wouldn't they make a run for it?
They'd be like, peace.
Peace out. So, absolutely, in alpha and already.
That is cool. Let's pick it up, because, I mean, remember what you showed us before, and it looked like a lot of fun.
Well, it's on Steam. They're greenlit. Oh, you know what? I also promised one of our developers, because you all reviewed their game, Pool Nation? Pool Nation is looking to be greenlit on Steam. You all reviewed it on PlayStation Network, and he is addicted to it. I mean, as in he will not stop playing, as in I'm trying to get him to do other reviews, and he will not because he's playing Pool Nation. So... I'm not even joking. Every time I talk to him, girl, what you doing playing Pool Nation? Okay, look, dude, I got other stuff for you to do. Yeah. So,
well,
yeah,
go check that out. It is kind of a little bit on topic, off topic. I get to play a really cool game tomorrow. And by the way, I forgot to tell you about this. I get to play a jet simulator tomorrow on the base. Oh, yes. I get to fly one of the jet simulators. That's going to be so cool.
Nice.
Yes. I can't wait. I'm hoping to take
some
pictures.
Are they going to let you take pictures?
I don't know yet. I'm hoping so.
If it's on a military installation, probably not. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Unless they have totally lightened up lately.
I don't know. I'm going to see, though, because that would be really, really, really cool. I was like, sure, I'll fly your little simulator. That would be neat. It'd be interesting.
I'm afraid of heights, so that's not a good one for me.
You know what I'm excited about?
What?
You know what I'm excited about? I got into the Final Fantasy beta when they redid the whole MMO that flopped. The new one that I got for my birthday a couple of years ago. Yeah. I got in the beta.
Yay.
I was waiting for the damn thing to start now.
And hello, LFG Dating.
Woo!
What's up, what's shaking? Guess what? I'm joining your site, man. You better be worth it.
You know what?
So
like,
Game Report, let me tell you.
I don't know if I should join, man. I might get the wrong. You know what? I already know who I'm dating. I already told. I'm not saying that on the air. But yeah, next year y'all watch. You cutie. Yeah. You know who you are. Anyway.
I need to know who Corey's going to be dating.
That's next year. I'm planning ahead.
I know who she's going to be dating. Yes, I do.
I need to know these things.
Might be Will Wright. Might be Peter Molyneux, for all y'all know.
Hotness.
I may have to break up some marriages and things, but hey.
Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I actually have the best chance with Adam Sessler if I'm going to pick somebody. Adam, how you doing?
All right, so I'm a Time Warner user. What's this whole deal about Time Warner raising modem fees, and why is everybody upset?
Oh, you know what? Let me go ahead and start.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Let me go ahead and start. pardon me. I am a Time Warner customer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I received this email saying here's changes about your account. We're raising the modem fee from like $3.95 to $5.99. Now, usually, that particular dollar difference is not that much unless you take into account that they also charge you extra to turn your fucking Wi-Fi on. Are you kidding me?
They didn't charge me extra for Wi-Fi, I don't think, anyway.
Well, for some fucking reason they
charged
me.
Wait,
sitting here.
Your modem is Wi-Fi?
They charged me. My modem, they gave me a modem that was Wi-Fi. All they had
That's
to do
it.
Was enable it. I was able to go into the modem interface. I saw the SSID. I saw the key, the security key. I saw all, and I changed the fucking channel, okay? But I could not get Wi-Fi to come on. I didn't know why. So I called up Time Warner. They're like, oh, we have to charge you extra for us to be able to enable this for it to work. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I've never heard of an ISP trying to charge extra to turn Wi-Fi on a fucking Wi-Fi modem. You gave me this Wi-Fi modem whenever you installed my internet. Why are you charging me to turn it on? And not to mention that, but it took me like 4 days to get that enabled because every single person I spoke with had no idea how to do it. I finally had to be like, give me to your supervisor. I've had enough. They got me to the highest level tech support. I'm like, look, dude, all I need is my Wi-Fi turned on. I'm already paying for it. You know how long it took them? 5 minutes. 5 minutes. That's
wow.
It.
We already know Timefinity Runner, whatever the hell they're calling themselves, are
Douchebags International.
Are not the best at anything, really.
No.
I know they were raising the modem fees. Now, mine is Wi-Fi, but I didn't have to pay extra to have it turned on.
But well, then what the fuck are they charging me extra for?
I don't think I got charged because I've been with them for so long through three or four different entities, which usually for some companies, some, and sometimes that it works well, did not work well with AT&T when I was with them, you know, for a cell phone company. They didn't care how long you've been with them. And I had been with them through when they started out Houston Cellular. They got bought out by Primeco. They got bought out by some other company, and then they became AT&T Wireless. And it might have been two or three others in the middle of there. And when I called them and said, you know, hey, this new text, this is when texting was big. This texting business, I was able to text for free before. Why are you cutting off my text? And why are my free nights and weekends no longer free? Because it used to be on the weekend, I'd be a talking bitch. I'm texting and talking to every fucking body all day. Every time you call me, I'm just, hell, texting, talking at the same time. And then all of a sudden, they started charging me for it. I'm sorry, it's going to be 10 cents a text. What the fuck you mean? Okay, we'll give you 250 texts for $5. Dude, I'd send 250 texts in an hour. Are you kidding?
Right?
And by the way, your data, 2 cents every time you're on the internet. Don't fuck around and hit that button on accident. You had to pay. It didn't matter if you hit it on accident. So, yeah, sometimes they do not care how long you've been with them, so I left them. At least Calm, Runner, Cast, Affinity, whatever they're calling themselves, do care. So maybe that's why I don't pay for the Wi-Fi. But, yeah, they raise their fee. However, that leads me to the other thing we talked about this week, where Google Fiber went in and knocked AT&T out of Starbucks.
Yep.
So
that's
when it was a shake
sexy.
Down
so,
up in this piece.
David, but that doesn't. We still don't have Google Fiber here in town, because otherwise I'd be all up in that.
Well, from what we read about this, Google Fiber will be in 7,000 Starbucks locations. Now, I don't know what they're going to do about the areas that don't have Google Fiber, but that leads me to believe that they're not going to be trying to push into all areas, which is going to lead to the mother of all fights. Oh God, it's going to be good. Xfinity versus Google.
Woo woo!
Time Warner versus
my money's
Google.
I already know who's going to win. Google's
going
to win, just hands down.
Well, yeah, we're living the age of cable. We're entering the age of fiber. And as I was saying when we did the story earlier in the week, I have some. Am I still under NDA? I don't think I am. Well, I'm still keeping my mouth shut. I can dance around this without giving away names. Let me just say this. Google was smart enough to go in, and all these little smaller internet companies gone in and started buying them up, so that even if Google is not in the area, you know, a physical presence, they have that presence there, and these people are already able to offer fiber in some of the smaller towns already. They're already doing construction. Those of you who are probably with a smaller internet company, you're out in BFE, you're trying to figure out what the fuck's going on, shut up, because you're about to have the mother of all happiness surprises. Shut up. Trust me. It's coming to you first. Not the rest of us, because of the way their company policies are. They believe in bringing internet to the downtrodden masses, and you there in the Midwest are the downtrodden masses. You don't have access to
that. Downtrodden, bring it to me. Baby.
Damn.
That was not me this time. I'm just saying. That was not me.
Sorry.
Okay. What are you apologizing for? That's what we do on this show. But, yeah, so I'm – you guys be happy. It's coming to you first. I'm just waiting for the fight to ensue. I know Comcast is going to start to complain about something, but it's time for you guys to go bye-bye. Either keep up with the times or go away. Start dropping your prices, because I've already told you, the very second I see the commercial or I get a little flyer on my door that says Google Fiber is coming to you, I'm calling Time Warner.
Peace out.
Excuse me.
You can come pick up this goddamn Wi-Fi modem that I had to pay to enable. I'm going to fiber. Fuck you.
To the left,
how about that?
To the left.
Right?
Mm-hmm. All your cable modems in the box to the left. bye. Yeah, I'm so done. I'm so breaking up with. Oh, happy. And it's so bad that Snow was talking about downgrading to DSL, Ginger. That's how bad it is.
Yes, I was. I was
what?
So mad. I cannot explain.
You do not want to play WoW on DSL.
Girl,
I played WoW on DSL.
I was so pissed off. And it was not only with the having to enable the Wi-Fi, but it was the complete stupidity of their tech support. Okay, I know what I'm doing. I know tech support. I did it for a living. So I get on the phone, and I understand they have steps to go through. I have no problem with that. They said, have you done this? I said, yes. They said, have you done this? I said, yes, this is what happened. Well, we need to do that again. I already told you this is what happened. We don't need to do it again. I've already done it. Well, we need to do it again. No, we don't. I've already done it. Move on to the next step. I've done all I can from my side. This is the SSID. This is the security key. This is how I reset it. We need to do something else. That's what I got pissed off with. Not every customer who calls up is stupid. Please listen. Please figure out whether they do know what the fuck they're talking about. And if they do, move on. Okay? I'm composed.
Don't you love when you call into the cable company and you talk to tech support and you start telling them that you do this for a living and they still try to walk you through the steps?
Yes.
I know.
Okay, well, what I mean,
but
to
I know
it.
But
your motive,
I've done that. I've done that too.
LFG Dating says Time Warner is greater than Comcast. LFG, they're all the same company. All those Time
yes.
Warner, Roadrunner, and Comcast are all wholly owned subsidiaries of Xfinity. They all the same company. They like for you to think they're different. People, I used to love when people
they're
would
not.
Be like, I switched from Comcast to Time Warner. You switched from one from the same company to the same company because that's what you did. Yeah, I just want my fiber. And I'm not talking about Fiber One, although I want some of that too. I need my fiber. I got Fiber One cookies.
I
gotta
say, if there was fiber in my area, I would be the happiest girl ever. I would never get offline. I'd be like, boop, look how fast that comes up. Boop, let me do it again for you. Boop, you see that right there? Boop, no lag. Oh yeah, that'd be me all day.
Just we have like 6 hour long Twitch just running all the time.
Right?
Just.
Sexiness.
Like, no, stop twitching. No.
Wait, let me show you
Twitch
this.
Twitch is sexy.
Look, watch this. Watch this. Bam. I would make y'all.
Bam.
I would subject you all to 6 hours of Wingaria. And if you don't know about that, when the Wingaria game I was playing, yeah, 6 hours of that right there. Just me making hot wings.
I would subject you to 6 hours of Star Wars because I have done a 6 hour spree of Star Wars regularly.
Wow. So speaking of Twitch and YouTube and streaming games, that kind of thing.
Whoa.
So apparently the next Super Smash Brothers game is not going to have any cutscenes because of YouTube. Well, specifically because of people uploading them onto YouTube.
I thought that was a stupid pansy-ass fishy move. Yeah, we're going to call it now. We're going to call that's a fish move is what that is.
I can't believe they're doing it. That is such bullshit. It's like, really? Really? Because somebody might see it before, you know, they play the game, and it takes away that special stuff. A, they're Googling
not
for
everyone.
It. So they meant to look for it.
Exactly.
And two, if you go looking for spoilers, that's your own damn fault.
Exactly. Not everyone is going to go look for this stuff. They're going to be like, oh, hell no, I'm not watching that. That's a spoiler. Those are the people that are really going to appreciate the cutscene. The people who are looking for spoilers, they don't give a damn about the cutscene. They just want to get through. Happens in Star Wars, too. People are like, just spacebar your way through this. We don't want to watch cutscene. Bitch, I have never seen this before. I'm watching it.
I will admit to doing that when I'm wanting to hurry and play through a game.
Not me. I watch, unless I have seen it multiple times, I will watch the entire cutscene.
I will tell y'all, it's a toss-up. Like, when I get a hold of GTA 5, I will not be able to tell you a single fucking cutscene, at least not for a few hours, because I'm going to be so excited, I'm just going to be pushing buttons, and that means I end up skipping cutscenes. Or, depending on my mood, I might actually watch the whole thing, because it's, you know, GTA is very much like a movie. So it just depends. But the stupid thing is to take them out. You know, we're not children in that sense. Where you're like, you did bad, you go sit in the corner, which is essentially what they're saying. We're going to take these out because you guys spoiled it. So now you don't get to have it. Really? How about I don't fucking buy your game since you're going to treat me like a kid? How about you go look for a new fucking job because I don't buy your game? How about that?
Exactly. Exactly.
You butchered up my stuff.
I thought that was the lamest shit. It was the lamest shit I've ever seen. We're taking out the cutscenes because you totally ruined the surprise. We had a surprise for you guys, and you totally ruined it. I mean, really? I've never seen a company butt hurt before, but apparently we just did.
Try some more, you big baby.
Okay, now we got about 10 minutes, so we got to move on to the big one. Well, this is not the big one, but we know EA and the NCAA are fighting.
Oh, Lord. Mm.
And EA lost their appeal on the suit. The court sides with the players, saying that EA took their likenesses and such for football and basketball games and awarded them some... Wait a minute. I don't know if they awarded them monies or not. Did they actually award them...
No, they haven't awarded them. No, they haven't awarded them money yet. What they're trying to do is get it labeled as a class action lawsuit. That's when the big bucks come in.
Oh, wait.
And I think they're going to manage to do it because yes, there are more players that are coming on board, and it's current and former players of the NC and the college NCAA.
Wait, wait,
and
wait. So I'm trying to tell you that there was some monies awarded last year. There's in this new suit, no, but there was an antitrust suit that they settled out of court last year for $27
million, oh, yeah.
and they agreed to drop the exclusivity on the NCAA license, but that was not the end of it. So what you're saying now, I guess, is they're moving into the class action part.
That's
which
what
could
trying to do.
Are they going to put a statute of limitations on it?
Stop to it.
Yeah, are they going
to?
I want.
They might try that. That might be one of the things that might be one of the angles that their legal team tries.
They're going to have to because I think that would bankrupt EA if they didn't put a statute of limitations on it. Because remember, they've been doing this since what, the mid 90s.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start counting back to the mid-90s from every football, basketball player that's ever been used in every NCAA, Madden, UCLA, any of those games, that's a lot of money in a class action lawsuit. And as
that
much
is.
As,
I hadn't even thought about that.
As much as I would like to laugh and point at EA, they also make one of our other favorite games here, The Sims. So I don't want my Sims gone. Maxis, can y'all just break off from EA before all this goes down? Can y'all do that? Just break
right?
off.
Here's the thing. Not only was EA and the NCAA at fault for letting this happen, the athletes were at fault too. Whenever you signed up, and I know they're going to be like, well, when you sign up with a college, you're really in it because you need to be seen by a pro, and sometimes they won't let you join the team if you make too many stipulations. If they wouldn't let you join a team, then you need to find another college. You need to talk to a college that would allow you to sign a contract that say that my likeness, my name cannot be used unless such and such happens. That's what needed to happen.
Well, I want to say with these colleges, isn't it that these college players aren't actually allowed to earn money from these types of things?
They aren't, but there's other things they could do. They could contribute to their education.
Mm-hmm.
They could say, how about we hold this money in trust for you? If you graduate from college, then we'll give you this because your likeness was used in the game. There's a million other things they could have done other than pocketing the money and using these kids' likeness. And the thing that I keep harping on is because we've seen it happen where there's some kid that he is, as soon as they draft him for college, they're like, he is amazing. He's going to be a superstar. He breaks his leg. And he's in this game, whereas if EA would said, you know, he's in the game, he's broken his leg, he can't ever play basketball again, but at the very least, we still have his likeness here. We could at least give him some of this money. This kid is, you know, his future is pretty much gone. As Molly's saying, housing, transportation, they could do any number of things, but they won't because they're greedy. And as I'm going to even go so far, as I said this morning, I think the NCAA was pocketing that money, and when EA probably said something like, oh, we don't think we're going to give you as much as we gave you, that's when they started doing the lawsuits, because this is not like this just happened. They've been doing this.
This is true. Very true.
Mm-hmm. Bastards. Dirty
bastard.
And notice they only do this with the bigger earning sports. So that's how we know that it's all about the money. Why is there no, you know, college tennis game and no college golf or college cricket or college, you know, any number of sports they have in college? Why aren't they? Why aren't there?
That is true.
This is where the money is. That's exactly what it is.
Yes, I had to stop and ask myself, who would watch? I mean, seriously, and I played tennis growing up, but I tried to watch it. I really did, but I couldn't do it. It's fun when you play. It's the most boring game. It's like baseball. Baseball is fun to play. Watching it? No. No.
Not watching it. I do like to engage in a little digital hockey every now and again. I know y'all find that weird. I love playing hockey, video game hockey. I don't know why. I don't know what I'm doing. It's just I have a stick and I'm hitting a puck and it hits people in the face. I find it hilarious. I love it. I don't care if I score. They put some fighting in it. I'm good. I love playing digital tennis every now and again. I like to hit people in the face with a ball. Y'all see where I'm going with this? I just like to aim at people so I can do stuff to them. And was the only reason I used to play
you people.
Just
She's violent. She is so violent.
Just digital people. I don't want to hurt real people. They bleed and stuff and they file charges. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
I've never hit anybody. Never, ever,
yet.
Ever.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Or at least
not
that we know of.
At a Halloween thing.
What Halloween thing? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. I was a little girl, and she had it coming. She put something wet bag on my face. She had it coming.
You know what? Honestly, I think I might be a little more violent than Corey is in real life.
Yes, you are. I'm very sweet, unless you touch me, and I don't want you to touch me.
We all know that Ginger's the innocent one here, so.
Oh, look out, lightning! Oh.
Right? I'm over here.
Y'all didn't see nothing. Y'all didn't hear nothing.
That's like saying I'm innocent, and everybody knows that's a lie.
I'm sorry, Molly. Baseball is only fun if you're playing it. Watching it, it's so dull.
Beautifully fun. You throw the ball, and it hits him in the face when you throw it, and it says, I love that. I'm sorry.
I don't like sports at all. I do not like sports. It is the most pointless dribble I have ever seen in my life. I can't stand it.
Well, I have to say that like college and pro stuff, very boring to me. But you get like high school or younger than that, and you're out there on those little bitty fields, you're crowded into those stands, and everybody's cheering. That's fun. That's fun.
You know what? You just hit the nail on the head.
No.
To be there live, so I think once sports games, when we start bringing the Oculus Rift into it, when it's smaller, by the way, not this big old thing on your head, and we can all actually interactive way for us all to play together. You know, somebody's playing the football player, and you get to be part of the crowd, will be a whole different experience. Because I love being at a live football game. I cannot stand to watch it on TV. If I'm at a game, I'm the person that you see on TV that's throwing stuff and popcorn and ice and yelling and what the hell was that? You know, what is that? That's not a field goal. Yeah, that's me at the game, but not on TV. I cannot.
I don't know half of what's going on. Somebody will do something, and I'm like, hey, was that good? Were they supposed to do that?
So you're saying you're
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I have to say the only video game sport I like is Wii Bowling. I'll play the hell out of some Wii Bowling.
Everybody likes Wii Bowling.
Like the most epic game ever.
Bowling is not a sport. I'm sorry.
Bowling is
not
a
sport.
You know what's not a sport? Poker
is not
a sport. You know what's not a sport?
No, poker is not a sport.
Bitch is talking about chess.
That is not a sport. You know what's not a sport? Gaming. I don't know who
said
gaming is a
fucking
sport.
Who said that? Not a fucking sport. It's just game.
Gaming is not a sport, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to tell you.
Come on, y'all. All I got to say is I'm going to have the Oculus Rift come January, and I've also got the, what is that, the something move,
that platform.
I've got that coming.
Yeah, we're going to have to go by Ginger's house and pick her up off the floor, because she's just going to pass out. She's going to be playing World of Warcraft. She don't even like World of Warcraft, but she's going to play it because it came with Oculus Rift, and she's going to be running trying to do it. Wait a minute. I can't run that far.
Hold up. Wait. Slow down. Oh, shit. I'll be there in a minute. You keep going.
Go ahead.
I can't wait. That's going to be so amazing, man, being able to actually walk and be moving in my games and have the Oculus Rift. And I've not quite figured out how I'm going to do with the keyboard, but I'll figure out something.
I'm waiting for the day where you have an entire suit on and you can totally interact with your entire body in the game.
That's what I said.
I would never stop playing. Yes.
Nintendo, what the fuck happened? Y'all had that. Y'all had the glove. Y'all were starting it. And then you just like dropped it. Fuck Nintendo.
All right.
You had a hover card right now, Nintendo. It's all your fault.
On that note, Ginger.
Wow, I didn't do that. That was BP.
My bad. Wow, that was loud. You made me cuss in German. It was so loud. Anyway, we do the news tomorrow. Tuesday, we got the Knees and Experts, the Rough Around Radio Show. Favorite snacks, pretty notes. That's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
It's Tetris.
No! Yeah.
wrong.